Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.
Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and today we're going to the Pioneer Football League. And like I said, we never want to leave no stone not unturned, and today we have a very special guest. You're talking about a three-time All-First-Team Pioneer Football League safety. It's Gabriel Derricks of the San Diego Toreros. I just want to make sure
Toreros.
I got Toreros. The Toreros. You know, I knew I was going to mess that up. But obviously, I mean, what that's so impressive. I mean, 2006, you're on the Freshman of the Year team. I mean, in 2007, 2008, 2009, you're all Pioneer Football League. I mean, that's outstanding. I don't care what division you're from, to earn that accolade every single year. I mean, obviously, I think you have the skill set to take it to the next level. But talk a little bit about, you know, earning those awards and what do they mean to you?
You know, it's crazy, you know, coming from a 1AA school, you know. And it's like, especially seeing guys like Josh and Eric make it to the next level, you know. It makes this game all possible, you know. With hard work, anything's possible. And I came in my freshman year with Coach Jim Harbaugh, as you know. And you know, the first day of camp, he told me, he's like, you know, we're getting after it. And I was like, okay, I'm ready. You know, and he's like, you're not gonna quit on me, are you? And I was like, no, this is day one. You know, but from day one, I never thought I was the biggest, fastest, strongest. You know, I'm a freshman coming in. I really didn't get looked at coming out of high school and stuff, but I made sure I busted my butt every single play from day one, and it really did pay off, and especially achieving these accolades and everything. You know, it is a big honor, and especially with the younger guys and stuff, you know, it's good to show them that with hard work you can get anything, you know.
Oh, definitely. So, it's so true. And I mean, your time at school, I mean, can you believe it's come and gone, and now you're at the forefront of maybe taking it to the next level?
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've told the younger players, you know, like Tom Flies. Like, I remember sitting down at the banquet my freshman year and just listening to all the seniors say this over and over again, you know. And as a freshman, you know, it somewhat goes in one ear and not the other, you know. You kind of just don't really take heed to it as much as you should, but as you get older, you really do realize that time flies. And you look back, I'll look back at my sophomore year, I remember games, and I remember look back at my junior year, I remember games and stuff, but in the bigger picture, it just seems like a couple of months, you know?
Yeah, it does. I mean, every guy I talk to, they come on the show and they just talk about, you know, the same things you expressed. You know, the seniors say it, but they don't realize it, and then before you know it, you know, you put your, you know, college jersey on one last time, and, you know, now you're working hard to, you know, prove yourself all over again. You had your pro day was, I believe, March 5th?
Yes, the University of San Diego pro day was.
And how did you feel with your results?
I was definitely not pleased. I had a lot of nerves going into our school's pro day, and they definitely showed, you know. I definitely wasn't pleased with any of my results, and unfortunately I wasn't able to redo some of the drills and some of the you know, shuttles at state after, but I was able to run around for them and catch some balls and stuff, so hopefully they saw that I can play ball and that the drills aren't as important when it comes to actually playing football.
Oh, definitely. You know? Oh, yeah, for sure. But, go ahead. I don't want to cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was just saying that, you know, going into USD's pro day, you know, I was just so excited and so nervous, and the night before I barely slept just because I was so excited. You know, I probably got about 2.5-3 hours of sleep just because I was tossing and turning in my bed, just, you know, rolling around. I was just ready to get up and run right there, you know. But when the time came, it was just my legs just didn't feel right, you know, and the nerves got the best of me, and I went the next week and just really evaluated everything I did, you know, and analyzed it and what I could do better, and just worked with teammates went down to the field and stuff and really just fine-tuned everything. I felt a lot better at San Diego State's Pro Day the following week, and it definitely showed. I definitely felt like I was running around out there. So.
Excellent. And that second Pro Day, or even the first one, in terms of NFL teams that were on hand, did you have any contact with anyone?
For the most part, I don't really like discussing.
That's fine.
But with the guys, I believe the Falcons really like me, so hopefully, the Falcons are there at both Pro Days, so.
Well, hey, isn't that ironic? We talked about the Falcons before we went on live with D'Angelo Hall.
Yeah, exactly.
Your head's probably...
It is a business.
Yes, it is, yes. And, what's it like, performing those combine-type drills in front of NFL eyes? Do you have to just... do the nerves really have to be controlled? Do you get antsy?
Yeah, for sure. My first time out there... I've gone to years past pro days, but actually being out there and lining up and all eyes on you, nerves really do get a hold of you. And that was my first time being out there in front of all those scouts and everything. And once I got that out of the way, I felt a lot more comfortable. And I believe the results showed at San Diego State's pro day. I was relaxed. I was comfortable and. I just did my thing.
Excellent. And I have you about 6'1", 194. Are those numbers, do those jive right with you?
not really.
Okay.
How they like to push your head down and everything when they're measuring the height. I've got my hair up a couple of inches. I try to push that up a little bit when they're measuring. But, I'd like to say that I'm about 6'3", with shoes on and stuff. I tell people I'm 6'3". It's funny, my metabolism is just so fast, it's unreal. It's either a gift or a curse, I call it how you see it, but I'll go to bed at 198 and wake up at 191, 192,
Wow.
So I've got to constantly keep eating to maintain my weight, so.
The people listening out there are feeling so bad for you right now, Gabriel.
Yeah, exactly, that's what I said. Either a gift or a curse,
Oh, that's excellent. Once again, Gabriel Derricks from the San Diego Toreros joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And Gabriel was one of the standout players in the Pioneer Football League. He's had a couple of pro day workouts. And are you trying to plan any more pro day visits with any other schools?
As of schools, it doesn't seem likely. But as of now, teams wish to get in contact with me. I know I have a couple online to have a private pro day, if you will. So that's important. And I'm real excited for those too. So I'm able to run my shuttles and stuff again. So I was really upset I couldn't do that at San Diego State's pro day. And actually, now that I think about it, I remember going up to where I was running the San Diego State's pro day. His name slips me right now, but. They told us that we weren't going to be benching, I got 14 reps at USD, and I was without a doubt positively certain that I would get at least three more at state, or that I would have gotten three more at state. And I told him, he was just like, bench just not that big of a deal, but it's huge for me because this is something I shine at, and I want everyone to see that I can put numbers up, So I think it's going to be good that I'm going to be able to run around for scouts and stuff and, again, privately, and hopefully they have me lift and stuff a little bit, so.
Excellent. And everyone who comes on the show, Gabriel, I always ask them, if we put you in an NFL film or an NFL uniform and put you out there on the field, who are you going to remind us the most that plays on Sundays now?
I've always... been a fan of the Eagles. I've always been a fan of their secondary from the 2006 season when they had Lito Shepherd out there, Brian Dawkins,
Sante.
Michael Lewis. Yeah, exactly. I really like the way Lito Shepherd plays. I think he might be a little bit, his arms might be a little bit bigger than mine right now, but trying to get there. But,
And, I mean, your time at San Diego, I mean, was there anything that, you know, just the scheme of the defense when people were breaking down game film and Gabriel Derrick's, I mean, is there anything that we know we might not be able to pick up on because you just really weren't given that opportunity to do it?
Well, it's actually funny. I got moved to safety on the latter half of this past season, and due to an injury for our starting safety, and you know, it was a new position for me. But I believe that wherever I can help the team, you know, like put me there. Like I don't care. I'll play D line. You know, the team needs me at D lines, and I'm gonna be rushing that quarterback. You know.
Excellent. And I mean, you know, that man on the island type position. I mean, you know, what do you love most about playing it?
It really is just taking pride in it. You know how hard you work throughout all these years of playing football, and when you just line up against someone, you just gotta tell yourself, I worked harder than you. You know, I want this more than you, and you just gotta show them that this is mine, and you're not gonna take it from me.
Nice, but nice. Gabriel Derrick here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Gabriel, before we let you go, we always like to have some fun with you guys, and we call it three downs and outs. And they're just questions. They're kind of goofy one-line questions, just on the lighter side of things. You want to take a shot at them?
Yeah, for sure. Hit me with it.
All right. First down is if Gabriel Derrick could take any female celebrity out to dinner, who would you like to take?
Right when you said female celebrity, name already popped in my head. It's Rihanna, for sure, without a doubt.
Very nice. I mean, you know, she's been on a dry spell on the show, to be honest with you.
What was that? I'm sorry?
I said she's been on a dry spell on the show. That was the first Rihanna in a long time.
Oh, right?
Yeah. Can you believe it, though?
I'm sorry, you cut out for a second.
Oh, no. I mean, there's a lot of beautiful women that are named, but you think she would kind of pop up more than she has. But, yeah, that's the first Rihanna sighting in about 2 weeks.
Wow. I'm sure you get a lot of Angelina Jolie's and Beyonce's and Jennifer Aniston's.
Beyonce is two votes ahead of Alicia Keys. And Alicia Keys...
Okay.
And they're the distant front runners right now. They're so far ahead of everybody else. It's like, you know, the bronze medal. Whoever goes to the bronze medal, they don't even deserve anything because it's
I forgot about Alicia Keys. That's a sleeper. That completely slipped my mind. That's my girl too. So
yeah. So, see, if she's listening, she might be upset. So you know.
Yeah. Right.
And Alicia Keys is a big fan of the show. She comes on all the time, and you know, and. So, I was talking about San Diego guys, you know, who would she take. So you better, you know, when I ask her that question, you're gonna wish you would have said Alicia Keys. So.
Yeah, I mean, put in a good word for me. you know, tell her I didn't have as much time as I really wanted to think about that question.
Yeah. Very nice. Gabriel, second down is, if you're on America's Got Talent and you couldn't showcase your great football skills, what other talent could you showcase to America?
I'd have to say... martial arts. Before I started playing football in high school, I since the age of 6 or 7, I can't believe, but I've been training in Tangsudo, and I achieved my second degree black belt, actually, right before entering high school, and just pretty much just traded everything for football. And I've still got a little bit. I mean, I can't kick as high as I did back in the day, but I still got a little bit in me, so I'd probably show America that talented part of me. So
very nice. I mean, can you bust boards and all that crazy stuff?
I mean, I've tried to catch it with my teeth a couple times, but
very nice.
A little unsuccessful.
And stay away from all that stuff right now. You got a couple months, and no kung fu fighting, no kung fu chopping of any sort. Stay away from all that stuff. You got you know, you got a couple very important months coming up in your life, so we want you to stay healthy. And I don't want any blame coming back on me that, hey, you know, I talked to Bo on the NFL Draft Bible, and he started talking about it, and I just want to go out and see if I can get it. So, yeah, I forbid you to do that. So, and
have some random guy come over trying to fight me and test my martial arts skills or something.
Yeah, you know, that happens too, you know, when you're the...
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, no, Yeah, that's a funny. Yeah, it does happen. Now, the final question, Gabriel, I had Gabriel and Derek in my mind. The final question, Gabriel, before we let you go today is, if you could advertise or be the face or the spokesperson for any product out there, what would you like to endorse?
That's a tough one. I might hurt some feelings out there with that question. I'd probably have to say Gatorade, just due to their commercials. I've never gotten more pumped up than some G2 commercials.
Nice.
So I'd love to be in one of those commercials, just dripping some red Gatorade off of my head or something, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good answer. And actually, that's the first Gatorade. I started asking that question a couple weeks ago. Nike's a big favorite.
For sure.
And then you get some odd ones. I actually had a gentleman on this morning that said golf. He'd like to do golf. And the big linemen are the biggest. They're the funnest guys to talk with. You know, like barbecue sauce, so they could get free spare ribs and ribs. So,
there we go.
Yeah.
That works.
So, you know, like, you know, the offensive linemen, I think, are always, you know, thinking about eating. So, like, that just
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, most of the, you know, the skill position guys, you're going to hear like Nike or something, Under Armour, you know, but offensive linemen like to throw that crazy, you know, like, you know, stuff like that. You're just like, that's
always thinking about food. Huh?
Yeah. It's all about food. So, you know, they want to be the spokesperson for like Golden Corral or something. So, but
there we go.
So,
some sort of buffet.
Yeah, you know, that's the way they got to roll. But hey, Gabriel, we want to appreciate you. You know, we appreciate you coming on the show, and we would love to have you back on. And you know, as we get closer to the draft, which is really quickly approaching, but we'd love to get you back on and catch up to speed with what you're doing, where you're at, who you spoke with, and what your plans are moving forward.
Most definitely. Please never hesitate to get in touch with me, and I appreciate you guys having me on here. It was great.
No.
I really do look forward to the future these next couple months. I'm really excited. So.
Yeah, man. Yeah, stay safe, and you know, just relax, man. It's just football, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, you've done these drills a thousand times.
Exactly.
So, you know, just because it's
before,
an NFL. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just gonna say before my San Diego State Pro Day, you know, I just had a long conversation with my parents, you know, and they just reminded me about how hard I work, you know. I have a hill directly across the street, and I've labeled that my hill. You know, every time I go home, I just hit that thing, and I come back, and they're just like, "You're crazy," you know. But they just reminded me about how hard I've worked, you know, and they just told me, just relax, you know, just have fun out there, you know, it's football. This is what you do, you know, just have fun out there. And that's exactly what I did, and that's what I plan to do from here on out, so.
Yeah, and you said it yourself. I mean, you know, you said you worked harder than the other person, and that's your mindset, you know, so just stay with that, and when all these other, you know, situations pop up moving forward, man, just think back, you know. It is, it's football. You've been doing it your whole life, and you're good at it, so you'll be fine.
I appreciate it.
No problem. So, Gabriel, hey, thanks again, and like I said, I know you're a very busy young man, and we appreciate you taking some time with us.
For sure. Thank you for taking time to have me on your show.
Oh, anytime. That's Gabriel Derricks, the San Diego Toreros, defensive back. And I love trying to get that word to come out right, but I know I'm having some trickery with it. But anyways, Gabriel Derricks, he's a guy that, you know, he's not going to be, you know, on a lot of NFL radars, but he's a gentleman that brings a lot to the table. You know, and he is, you know, starting to get that bleep on the radar system. You know, he's going to come full force. And he's a guy that we, you know, the NFL Draft Bible brings you. It's a guy that you might not hear about from a lot of other places, but, you know, you got to know him up close and personal. Great young man, Gabriel Derricks, from San Diego. 3-time All-Pioneer Football. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant, and thanks again for joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.